This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Department of Justice continues to go after presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. After 2.5 years, Trump has been indicted for alleged election interference on January 6. Special Counsel Jack Smith said the attack was fueled by lies told by Trump, calling it an, quote, unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy, end quote. Trump's expected to be arraigned in the case on Thursday. A Barack Obama-appointed judge has been assigned to oversee the case. The Hualapai Nation Police Department and the Arizona Department of Public Safety are reporting one person has died after 57 souls on a tour bus near the Grand Canyon West Resort in Arizona flipped onto its side. A public relations representative for the resort said the bus collided with a visitor's private vehicle at the resort's terminal yesterday morning. 8 people were flown to University Medical Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, and are all now listed in fair condition this morning. Vice President Kamala Harris is rejecting the Florida governor's invitation to discuss the state's new African American history standards. While speaking in Orlando, Florida, Harris said she will not debate the fact there were no redeeming qualities of slavery. Governor Ron DeSantis has argued the curriculum has been misrepresented. And DeSantis earlier this week said he's willing to discuss the issue with Harris. After Yellow Trucking shut down their business late last week, the move put roughly 33,000 people out of work. Now CVS is laying off 5,000 employees. The layoffs will happen in what the company calls non-customer-facing positions. The drugstore chain says it's evolving to adapt to new customer health needs and expectations. The Wall Street Journal first reported the news, saying the change is part of CVS's efforts to move towards a focus on health services. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Illegal immigrants rolling into the Big Apple are in for a rude awakening.
Asylum seekers continue to sleep on sidewalks outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel, with New York City struggling to find shelter for them. They were once again outside the Roosevelt Hotel overnight, which is the intake center for newly arriving migrants. New York Mayor Eric Adams admits the city is out of room with hundreds of migrants still arriving daily. I'm Corey Myers.
A new lawsuit alleges J.P. Morgan moved over $1 million in payments from Jeffrey Epstein to girls or women after he was no longer a client. The U.S. Virgin Islands makes the claim about the disgraced and deceased financier in a new court filing. It's part of a federal lawsuit against J.P. Morgan, claiming it facilitated Epstein's sex trafficking for years. The bank denies any wrongdoing and adds it ended its relationship with Epstein in 2013. If you put stock in polls, it's a dead heat.
A new poll shows President Biden and former President Trump tied in a 2024 general election rematch. The New York Times Siena College poll shows both candidates receiving 43% of support from registered voters. That is if the election were held today. However, the survey also found both men are disliked more than liked, with 54% of voters disapproving of Biden and 55% disapproving of Trump. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. How you doing? Hump day here. Oh, it's so much fun, huh? So much happened. Don't freak out, okay? I understand. You know, Jenny Beth in the first hour talked about our country being in crisis. No doubt, it is a crisis, and we need to take it seriously. But we all have, each of us has responsibility. And it's not like Democrats have more responsibility than Republicans. Don't go down the partisan road. That's ridiculous. That's what got us in this mess to begin with. We have to think of it in terms of what is good for all concerned, for our country. How are we serving one another through this blessing that God has given us, this great American idea? Okay, politics, forget about it. Forget about it, because it's not helping us. It's hurting us. It's keeping us apart. It's tearing us apart to where, you know, we're not even respecting one another, not being civil to one another. I mean, we're so mad at each other that we have all this crazy expression that's happening, whether it's in Chicago, that every weekend it's a combat zone, and we're waiting for a casualty report on Monday morning to hear about all the killings that happened in Chicago. What's going on in Baltimore? You know, what's happening in New York and California? I mean, it's absolutely endless. See, all that, that's noise, and it's evidence of an inner problem, a soul problem. Scott Powell is with us right now. Scott, I want to bring you, because we're going to talk about your latest column at Town Hall, Solving America's Intractable Problems, that you say is easier than most think. And what I'm pointing to here, and hopefully you would agree, is that we're pointing to the heart of the problem, are we not?
Absolutely. And you're so right, Bill, that our problems are you know, that look, politics is a reality we have to deal with, but the core of our lives really needs to be guided by truth. And politicians, as we know, oftentimes do not traffic in the truth.
You think?
Absolutely. We're certainly learning that. Right. We're getting a crash course in it right now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's like we're defying gravity, and you got people up there going, no, gravity doesn't exist. Okay, well, let's throw me off the roof. Oh, gosh, you know, and you got a pile of bodies down at the bottom and realize that gravity still exists, and you still got people on top of the roof waiting for their turn to be thrown off. Stop it. It's you're being ridiculous.
Well, as I say in my column, the primary cause of our current state of decline is that we've allowed so many liars and deceivers to gain power and influence in society. And really, it's...
Scott, hang on. Stop. I got to stop. Wait a minute. I got to stop just a minute, because you just said something. In your lifetime, did you ever think that you would be talking in mass like this to be able to say that we are inundated with liars and deceivers? I mean, to hear you say that is a shocking reality for us to realize that this is the America that we live in right now, that for some reason, you know, our abandonment and disconnection from the truth has us saying the most ridiculous things, believing in the most ridiculous things, and causing all kinds of harm. And this is where we are right now. But if we continue on this trend as other nations before us, I mean, you're talking what's next is human carnage beyond expression.
Absolutely. You're so right. That's why the wake up of our society is so encouraging right now, because you know, people say, well, where's God in all this, right? Why hasn't mm-hmm. God's hand moved? And my response to that is that God has been working. Yep. And he wants, you know, God is a God of results. And he mm-hmm. wants America to return to its foundation based on truth. And yep. so he's got to allow this to happen, because Americans have got to own the fact that they allowed liars yeah. and deceivers to gain power right. and influence, and that they have to be responsible for taking these people down mm-hmm. and restoring us to the foundation that got us to our former greatness.
Exactly. Well, you know, when people say, where is God in all this? God's there, just like you said. Because
that's right.
you wouldn't know the difference if God wasn't here. See, God established the infrastructure and gives us the plus or minus, okay? So now we're experiencing the minus. This is all a matter of preference, okay? You're experiencing it because God has given us free will in his love and mercy. So it's our choice. If we want to, you know, live with the pigs and eat with the pigs, it's your choice. But he's got a better banquet table for you. It's available. All you have to do is follow his laws and rules, and they are they're unbreakable. They're constant. It is an infrastructure to produce an expected end, and the expected end of that infrastructure is for our good, not for evil.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Our good and our fulfillment, our joy,
yeah.
our happiness,
yeah.
the meaning in our lives. I mean, all these mm-hmm. things are what God wants for us. So how can how can people resist that? I mean, frankly.
well, because it goes back. You know, we're having this conversation again. Everything, Scott, seems like everything that happens, you go back to the Garden of Eden. We go back to that confrontation, that conversation that Satan had with our parents. You know, did God really say he deceived our first parents? And what was there was the opportunity for our parents to choose. They had an opportunity to choose between good and evil. Guess what? Bad choice. And it wasn't bad enough just for them, but it was for all of us. We're all dealing with that poor choice. And so we need to learn from that and realize that it's a continuum. What we are jettisoning off into our families, our communities, the next generations that follow in our name, is a result of the choice. So what is the model? What are the choices are you going to make? Are you, and it's really, it's simple. Just like you said in your column, it's simple. It's black and white. It's either evil or it's good. It's life or it's death. Because anything that is not of life is of Satan, and we're back in the garden.
Yeah. I think another helpful thing for people to reflect on is that before Christ, the way you approached God, the only way to get to God was through works. You know, you had in the Old Testament is based on the law, the Mosaic law. And if you wanted to be close to God, you needed to comply with all these rules and regulations. And of course, no one could measure up. And so there was always probably a sense in people that they didn't measure up, and that their life was not where it needed to be. When Christ came, he gave us, a route to God based on acknowledging that we're flawed, that we're sinners.
We
invite the Savior into our lives, and we are made new. I mean, wow! If that's not a powerful message. And it's not hard, people say, well, I don't want to turn my life over to God. I have to give up so many things. And no, that's not the point. God wants you to be fulfilled. So just invite him in, and many of the things that formerly attracted you, that are not good for you, will begin to fall away.
Right.
And God will begin to do a good work in your life, and you don't even have to. You just want to invite him in and pray every day, try to read scripture, try to hang out with people that share those beliefs, and your lives will begin to get transformed. And you don't have to really, if you do those minimal things, you don't really have to make much more effort than that.
Yeah, stay within the boundaries. More from Scott after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in India are facing unprecedented levels of religious persecution. In only a three-day period, mob violence claimed 75 lives and displaced 35,000 people in Manipur, a state in northeast India. The Tide Ministry has been working in India since 1978 and has grown from a single Hindi language broadcast to include radio programs in 12 regional languages. As it becomes increasingly more difficult for Christians in India to live out and share their faith, we pray for their perseverance in these trying times. In the face of such persecution, the Tide Ministry is more determined than ever to declare the good news and be a light in the darkness of today's world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world who face oppression when they embrace the gospel and choose to follow Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Russian
independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We come at you daily, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. You want to send me a tweet or an X. I guess that we're still kind of learning the language since the logo has changed. You know, you can throw an X at me at bmartinezlive.com, at bmartinezlive.com. I'd love to hear from you. Get your comments, you know, things that Scott and I are talking about, and, you know, what we try to focus on. And I'm so blessed, and hopefully you are too. We're talking about an eternal message, okay? This is about eternity. This isn't about, you know, again, this is not partisan politics. It's not about Donald Trump. It's not about Joe Biden. I mean, look, that's just life. It is what it is, and we'll get there. But the thing is that, you know, are we going to get to the gates of heaven, you know, smoking, as they say, because we resisted so much and we defied, you know, God's law. And, you know, but again, I think that even in the midst of all this craziness, there's lots of good news in this, Scott Powell, because what I'm seeing is America, by experience, is starting to realize that choice matters. And they're starting to, you know, make some choices, and it's up to people like ourselves and the Church of America today that honors God 100% with a biblical worldview to lead people who are looking for the answers, because that's why Jesus went to the cross and why he established the church, so that we would be able to defend ourselves and fight against the gates of hell. I mean, and he's empowered us to do that, right? But if we do not take up arms, spiritual arms, for the spiritual battle, then, you know, Satan and evil is just going to have fun with us. And I just figure, like, look, if we're in a war and this is what it comes out, then, okay, well, so be it. And, you know, we're going to join the Lord of Heaven's armies and go do some damage, you know, for the sake of the kingdom.
Yeah. See, you know, we are so fortunate in America. I mean, we are unique among nations because our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, were revolutionary in establishing for the first time in human history that the primary purpose of government was to protect and defend freedom and all the other natural rights that we have. And we call that a tradition of natural rights. You know, sometimes people are more comfortable talking about it instead of, you know, God's unalienable rights, natural rights. These are natural. These were given to us by God. Mm-hmm. And they lie behind the Constitution, ensuring us a range of unalienable rights, the most fundamental of which are, of course, articulated in the first 10 amendments. We call them the Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. And the First Amendment is the most important of all these unalienable rights. And it's a cornerstone that provides a self-correcting means for both the public and the private sector to function properly. Most other nations don't have that. We do. And we're seeing it playing out right now.
Well, you know that First Amendment right, what that represents, right?
Yes.
Just what you were saying. It represents Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. It is the cornerstone that people are going to bang their toes against, and this is what's happening right now. Okay? So all truth and wisdom emanates from God's representative, his son, to save us and to redeem us from all this chaos. He is the chief cornerstone, and the First Amendment represents that. This is why they're so upset about this guy. All they know is that anything that has to do with God, they have to be antithetical to. I mean, passionately, disconnected, antithetical. Fine, you know, if you don't want to believe in God, that's your choice. You don't want to believe in the law, grab it. Fine, your choice, you know. You know, God bless you.
But just in saying that, Bill, I remind the listeners that if you look at the history of America, I did a study of the presidents of the United States, and from the very beginning up through Eisenhower, and Eisenhower I think was the 36th president of the United States, there were only two presidents who did not publicly that I could find say that God was the most important thing behind our country. Mm-hmm. All the other presidents, every one of them, imperfect as they were, acknowledged the importance of God in our country. And some of them in a very pronounced way. I mean, Eisenhower himself said the exact same thing that both Washington and Adams said at the very beginning. Remember, Washington was the first president, Adams was the second president. And they said that our system was designed for only, our system would only work in a society that was religious, that was a God-fearing society.
Right.
Only
for moral people.
Would not work unless people made God part of their life.
Exactly. Who were the two presidents that didn't?
I think one of them was it Tyler or Fillmore?
You can get back to us or tweet me with it, because our audience is going to be hanging on the seat, or they'll have their ideas, and you can give us your answer at bmartinezlive.com.
Okay. And I wrote it down, but I don't have it right in front of me.
Oh, that's okay. But no, this is a good point to understand, because that's
amazing, isn't it?
It's the foundation.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, first principles. If you don't have first principles, we had a discussion about what's going on at the southern border, and our guest talked about the mission of the DHS. Well, the mission of the DHS, what's printed and what's being said are two different things. They're in conflict with one another. And this is why people are upset. Because it's not, I mean, you can say something, but if you're not doing, you're not following up. So I believe the DHS is compromised, and because they have violated their own mission statement, why they exist, they're doing the exact opposite.
You're
just case
right.
in point, right?
And I think Americans are seeing this.
Exactly. Well, we're starting to see it all turn. See, that's the good news. They see, that's the experience. God's not making the choice for us. He's given us the opportunity to make the right choice. It's always, we're in that cycle. You get to choose life or death. It's always the choice between life and death, and understanding that life equals God, death equals evil. Right? I mean, it really is. I mean, everything, you can kind of gray it up if you want, just because you want to see things according to your own eyes. But as soon as you gray it up, guess what? You, there's no middle ground. You either are or you're not. And this is what our current society, our current culture, has tested this. Now, have we had enough experience? Have we fallen off the building enough to realize that the law of gravity still exists? That's my question.
One would hope so.
I hope so. I mean, I'm feeling for these people. I go, are you hurt enough? Why are you now you're going back up on top of the building with a broken leg to do it again, to think you're going to get a different result? Really? Okay. God bless you. We're silly, aren't we? I mean, as humanoids, we just think, you know, we think we know so much. It's no wonder. I think sometimes God decides, you know, it's like the Lucy show or somebody decides, hey, let's tune in and see what's happening at, ground earth and have a good laugh. And he gets all the gang around together and they're just cracking up. And, you know, it's like the best sitcom ever, just watching humanity. Thinking that they got it all together, you know. Oh, look at those guys, you know, climate change. Oh, is that hysterical? And God looks over to Peter and says, didn't I tell you to fix that? What's going on? What happened? Did you forget to do your job? Right. It's nuts. The arrogance of our human condition. But again, we go back to the Garden of Eden, you know. Did God really say? Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And God's afraid. God is afraid that you're going to want to become a god.
You know, the beauty of having a relationship with God, God is above us, and so the natural disposition of a believer is a humble disposition.
Of course.
Because God is above us. God is our, you know, God is our Father, and we are His, you know, we're His children, if you will, and we need Him, and we have a humble attitude that we don't know it all. And that, you know, we approach life with humility, and that serves us very well.
Yeah, that's what happens, Scott, when you serve God and you serve one another. It's not about stuff. It's about service. Okay, 35 seconds left. It's up to you, the author of Rediscovering America. Tell people how they can engage and get their hands on your book, because this is a must if we're going to get this country back on track, I believe.
Well, the book is quite remarkable. I wrote it for busy people that don't normally read books, and I wanted to tell the story of America from a perspective that was a deep perspective that focused on the critical times in our history where God's hand clearly moved.
Gotta leave it there. Scott, thank you.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. The United States of America has taken a hit on its credit rating. Fitch is downgrading its U.S. debt rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. Several factors were cited, including a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the last two decades. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump has been indicted for election interference from 2.5 years ago. Special Counsel Democrat Jack Smith.
Charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News last night.
Jack Smith is an ideological zealot. He charged Bob McDonnell, and he was reversed unanimously at the Supreme Court because his legal theories were so far-fetched.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to talk about your smile, okay? Because when it comes to looking and feeling our best, you know, one of the most important things to keep in tip-top shape is our smile. I think you would agree. But what should we be doing to promote good oral health? Many of us may rely on the sample toothbrushes we receive at our six-month checkups, but not all toothbrushes are made the same. You know that. Using a manual brush is better than nothing, but many oral health professionals overwhelmingly encourage patients to switch to an electric toothbrush in general. Brushes help patients get their mouths as cleaner, with studies showing that electric toothbrushes remove more plaque bacteria than a manual brush. Here with us to tell him more about it is Dr. Chris Strandberg. He's the renowned dentist and former contestant with a smile, you might remember, on The Bachelorette. And so he's going to tell us how to keep our smile in check. Dr. Strandberg, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
Well, electric toothbrushes can greatly improve overall oral hygiene by helping prevent cavities and gum diseases. Break that down for us, how it's able to do that.
Yeah, I would like to provide a couple of tips that if you use them every day, you can really maximize your level of oral health. And you focused on one of them, and that is using an electric toothbrush, because electric toothbrushes are more effective. They're going to give you a better full mouth clean. I would also recommend adding in a water flosser, because that gets into a lot of these difficult to reach areas where plaque bacteria can build up. Another tip that I'd like to add is try to minimize snacking, especially on starchy and acidic foods and drinks, because this is the source of a lot of acid buildup on our teeth, which can then dissolve tooth surfaces and then lead to cavity formation. So you really want to minimize snacking, especially on refined sugars and carbohydrates and acidic drinks.
Okay, so those are three great tips. Okay, we're going electric, a water flosser, and limit the snacking of starches and, you know, all these sugary things that, yeah, they taste good, but look at the damage they're doing, right?
Yeah, and it's not that you need to eliminate them entirely, but the more frequency that you have them throughout the day or the longer period that they're on your teeth, the
yes.
worse it gets. So just be mindful of frequency.
Well, you know, I guess what I try to do is when I'm snacking like that, I try to go out of my way to go in and brush my teeth. And I got to tell you, I'm guilty. I've got to get a water flosser. I had one at one time, and I don't know, I lost it in the move. But you're exactly right. That's a great tool to use, especially in between some of these snack cleanup things, right?
Absolutely. A water flosser is a great way to remove that extra buildup, especially between teeth and along the gum line. So you pair that right. with an electric toothbrush, and you're going to make your dentist proud.
All right. Well, let's compare the benefits of electric toothbrush versus a manual one.
Using an electric toothbrush versus a manual is ultimately a personal decision, and people do get attached to their style of toothbrushing. But the studies have shown that electric toothbrushes are more effective at removing plaque bacteria. And this is important because removing plaque bacteria helps you to minimize gingivitis, reduces the risk of bad breath, and tooth decay. And the reason I like electric toothbrushes is because they do the brushing and cleaning motions for you. So you really get a consistently higher level of clean with even less effort. And the bristles move so quickly that you can gently remove the buildup without harming your teeth. There are also a lot of different electric toothbrush options with different features available. So again, it's a personal choice. You can find one that works well for you that sort of makes you happy to brush.
Mm-hmm. I like the ones with a timer. You know, it just kind of reminds you. You know, you spend a good 2 minutes on your teeth. It's really not that long, but it just reminds you and you get a little beep, tells you, okay, go to another portion of your mouth, right?
Yeah, having a timer is a great feature because a lot of people don't realize how short of a time they're brushing. I think I've seen studies that show that sometimes people are only brushing for 30 seconds to a minute when we recommend 2 minutes twice a day. So having an electric toothbrush with a timer is really important to keep you consistent.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Chris Sandberg, talking about, keeping our smile bright and all these great tips that he's sharing with us. Now, is there one electric toothbrush that you'd recommend over others, Doctor?
Well, there's a new electric toothbrush that just launched, and it's my favorite. It's actually the one that I'm using at home, and it's called the Sensonic Electric Toothbrush by Waterpik. So Waterpik is the top maker of these excellent water flossing devices. And they just launched the Sensonic Electric Toothbrush. Now, it's been accepted by the American Dental Association for safety and effectiveness. And I love it because I can see and feel a deeper level of clean on my teeth. And the reason for that is it uses sonic bristle technology, which is 32,000 brush strokes per minute. So you're really getting, like, very efficient level of clean. And it has a special bristle pattern that hugs the natural contour of teeth to get into those difficult-to-reach areas and really remove more of that plaque bacteria. And again, the plaque bacteria is what causes these diseases. So by using the Sensonic consistently, you can reduce your risk of gingivitis, reduce your risk of bad breath, and gum disease. In fact, I like to look at studies. So the Sensonic actually underwent a study, and they found that it removed up to 4 times more plaque bacteria from difficult-to-reach areas versus a manual toothbrush. So that just gives you a huge advantage with less effort.
Exactly. What about people who, you know, are dealing with braces? How do they fare with electric toothbrushes?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Having braces on your teeth, it's so difficult to keep your teeth clean. And the thing about using a manual brush is you have to use these very specific fine motor skills to get in there and brush your teeth. And with braces, it's basically this cage that grabs onto plaque. It's like a net for plaque.
Uh-huh.
So getting into all of those little spaces with a manual toothbrush is so difficult. But if you have an electric toothbrush, like I said, the Sensonic does 32,000 brush strokes a minute. So if you hold it for a few seconds there, you're going to get so many brush strokes that would otherwise take you forever with a manual. And it breaks it up gently. And it's important to remove plaque because some people, when they get their braces off, they find that they have a lot of cavities or they have these stains on their teeth.
Yeah.
And that's because the plaque had sat there for so long and it wasn't being effectively removed. Another great thing about using the right tools with braces, if you incorporate a water flosser, now you have a high pressure jet of water that gets into all those spaces that, you know, even string floss, you have to thread it and then you're trying to get it into all these tiny tight spaces. The floss can shred. But if you're using sort of a power washer, then you can wash away the buildup around the braces to remove that film of plaque before it harms your teeth, and it gets in between your teeth, so it covers your flossing as well.
Right. He's a board-certified dentist. Dr. Chris Strandberg is with us, also a Waterpik spokesperson. So are you saying that it's better for us to use a Waterpik than to floss?
You know, the ADA has actually looked at this, and they recommend using some interdental cleaner. So whether you're using a string floss, or whether you're using a water floss, as long as you're doing something, then that is going to help you. However, most of the studies show that the water flossing is more effective at removing plaque bacteria between teeth and deeper below the gum line. But if you like using string floss, just add on a water flosser, and you'll be amazed at how much more debris you're able to remove that you were leaving behind every day.
Wow, exactly. What about whiter teeth? We got about 45 seconds left. So how can I achieve whiter, brighter, you know, teeth?
So two important tips for whitening is you got to focus on prevention. Minimize taking in those stain-causing foods and drinks. So you don't have to eliminate them completely, but you want to minimize contact time. For example, I drink coffee every day, but I don't sip it for long periods of time because that would allow the stain to set in. The other thing is you want to consistently remove the yellow plaque. You want to consistently remove the stain-causing elements. So in addition to an electric toothbrush, a water flosser is going to wash away those stain-causing elements in all those hard-to-reach areas and help you get a whiter, brighter, and healthier smile.
Well, Dr. Chris Strandberg, we've got to wrap it up, so tell people where they can go for more information.
The Sensonic electric toothbrush is available on Amazon.com, or you can check out waterpik.com for more information.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Happy with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And look at him. You want to get in on the conversation, love to hear from you. We finally got our Twitter social, our X thing. We're still getting, you know, X tweet. How are you doing that? You transition? Okay. It's awkward. But, you know, I guess it's still universal until somehow we come up with this new comfortable term that we're getting X'd or we're X'ing, you know, kind of deal. But anyway, we got our address finally back to where it was before, at BMartinez. Live.com, at bmartinezlive.com. So drop me a line, get involved in the conversation, let me know your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you, okay? James Chernosky is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is the Senior Policy Analyst in Technology and Innovation at Americans for Prosperity, as we're going to be talking about 20 Democrat attorney generals are urging a federal appeals court to lift an order sharply curtailing the ability of government officials to pressure social media companies to moderate content. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Well, interesting here. We got Democrat AGs. I guess they're shouting foul about how content is being moderated?
Yeah. So this is all tied to that very important case that was brought by the Louisiana and Missouri Attorney General against the Biden administration for its actions of communicating with social media platforms to pressure them to take action about certain types of content. Notably, this was around COVID misinformation or misinformation more broadly speaking. But as we were getting discovery out of that, we saw them going and highlighting things like parody accounts or memes or things of that nature. Now, these attorneys general are filing a brief into that case saying that they think that the government should be perfectly allowed to have these types of communications because they think that it is important for, you know, the government to be able to go and tackle false speech, the dissemination of false speech online. Now, at the end of the day,
that's that only because they did so well in identifying false speech and, you know, with the Hunter Biden laptop and other things that had to do with Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, well,
I mean, they got a great batting average here. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a little bit of a double standard there in some ways. But I think that at the end of the day, too, the thing that's important to remember is that false speech, too, is broadly protected underneath the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Of course.
So the government can't just sit there because you go and you tell a lie or you're sharing a meme or you're doing any of that stuff. They can't just simply sit there and be like, oh, well, that's not good. You know, Facebook, we think that you should be doing something about that. Even if it's ultimately at the company's discretion as to what they're doing at the end of the day, it just don't
warn,
you know, Americans that that's what the government feels like it can do.
Yeah. Well, see, that should not be abridged whatsoever. And somehow we've allowed the government to think that they can step in. Our First Amendment right is a God-given right. Who are they to take it away? And when you talk about false speech, who's determining what false speech is? Because I can tell you right now, I mean, I'm on YouTube timeout. I'm in YouTube jail right now because we dared talk about COVID. And there was no claims that were made in the interview. It was just we talked about it. You know, reports. And in much the same way, the government, you know, they make their pronouncement based on reports. The only difference is the reports that we based our opinions on and information on, which, you know, we don't say, hey, this is it, and you can't look anywhere else. You know, our approach is, hey, here's some information. Check it out. You decide for yourself if there's veracity in it. But this is what we are, you know, this is the kind of information that we're coming up with. Now, the government, they controlled all things COVID. I say the government. Actually, it's the WHO and social media oligarchs. Facebook, we knew because they had already made an earlier pronouncement. But YouTube followed suit. They have, as part of their guidelines, a 2020 document. Okay, we're 3 years down the road, and they're still referencing a 2020, you know, guideline. Saying that we need to adhere to what local media, local medical professionals are saying, which is broad, and also the WHO specifically. So if you say anything that is in conflict to the guidelines that the WHO has put out there, as if they got everything 100% right, which we know that they missed it terribly, and oh yeah, by the way, the WHO is not a freedom-loving American-based organization. It is a communist-run organization. I mean, it's run by communists, right? Am I saying something wrong here or offensive? I mean, that's their worldview. But we're going to surrender our sovereignty because Joe Biden and the administration right now, James, I don't know if you're aware of this, they've been in deep talks about the next pandemic, which is coming around the mountain when she comes, that they want to have us surrender our sovereignty to the WHO, so where the next pandemic, it's the WHO that we have to listen to. Okay, so we're replacing Dr. Fauci with the WHO. I don't know if that gives you some sense of warm and fuzzies and liberty feelings in knowing that the next pandemic is going to be controlled. All emergencies, everything, are going to be controlled by the WHO. What's wrong with this picture?
No, I think at the end of the day, I mean, with the companies, you know, and their role in this, I think it just goes and underscores how much power and influence these governments can have over them. Because at the end of the day, you know, they can go and shut down their business. They can go and bring all kinds of heavy lawsuits. I think one thing that was interesting that the Wall Street Journal reported earlier this week was how, you know, when President Biden said that Facebook was killing people because misinformation about COVID, quote unquote, was being spread on the platform, there was documents internally that were showing that the company, you know, was actually very actively concerned about that. Like, you know, that there was requests, you know, from the Biden administration that was certainly factoring into their decision-making process in a not-so-insignificant way. So I think that, you know, again, it just goes and puts the onus back on the government trying to go and really restrain how the government is doing its interaction. It's one thing if we're saying, hey, you know, this is for stuff that's just blatantly illegal, like terrorism or, you know,
right.
Or rather, you know, CSAM.
Sex trafficking or whatever. Yeah,
I
get that. But, you know, again, we asked this question early on as this was starting to raise its ugly head, is who's going to determine this? And here we are for the last 3.5 years, we're we've been experimenting with different, even our government, you know, a committee or a department of misinformation and all that, and that didn't really land right. And, you know, they kind of put that aside. So, but they figured, okay, we'll still lean on these social media companies and put it on them, and we've protected them under Section 230. And we, you know, we'll let them have full reign, because after all, they swing a big stick because they put a lot of money into the wallets of these politicians. And right? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, when it comes to the government, it's not because of the Section 230 protections that these companies are making those decisions. Because there's actually an active threat by the government, by senators, sitting politicians, to go and revoke those protections. It becomes a consideration in its own right, which is something that the judge in that Missouri case actually pointed to repeatedly in there, is that, you know, there's been numerous attempts by members of Congress to go and threaten Section 230 protections against these companies unless they take certain preferred actions. So, again, there's all kinds of pressure from different areas of the government. So some stuff was happening from the Biden administration. Some stuff was happening from Congress. And again, these companies are just trying to respond to those, you know, incentives, right, wrong, and different. And again, I'm not defending the decisions that they ultimately make. They own those, and there were definitely some doozies in there. But at the end of the day, I think that you can't ignore the fact that the government is playing an outsized role here, and that's where the...
Oh, no, 100%. 100% agree with you there. See, and I think we can agree with the obvious. That's not right. Okay, so, but what is right in the midst of this? I mean, this thing has just blown up. It has just taken off on us. And, what I'm concerned about is that we are, for the sake of how quick it has grown and that we haven't been able to control it, that it isn't consistent. You know, it should somehow, social media, all this, representative, communication that we're dealing with should fall under the guidance of our Constitution, and it seems not to be. I mean, when you know, here we are, we have freedom of speech. You have a platform that is protected, okay? And okay, if it's freedom of speech, then you got to let the people talk, and you cannot put them in YouTube jail because they've said something that you disagree with, and especially when you don't even say these are the points that I disagree. And give you an opportunity to remedy it. I mean, I'm not sitting here trying to be a troublemaker and going, okay, I just want to create controversy to get clicks and all that. I get it. There's some people that are motivated. I'm not that way. I try to honor our audience so that they feel like when they're listening to our show and listening to experts like yourself who are contributing, that they're all the wiser as a result of it. And they've been motivated to look into, you know, whatever it is, the topic and the issues that you present. That is our heart. That's what we try to do. But, you know, I'm just insulted when you have a company that has this kind of power. And I get it. It's their company. All right. But it shouldn't be allowed to operate in such a way to where it becomes, a platform for censorship. And especially participating, to your point, with government. And that's what we're doing. We're kind of, you know, having you can say a soft or aggressive form of censorship. But the bottom line is that's what's happening, right?
Yeah, and I think that there's a larger conversation to be had there. Again, these companies, I think broadly, many of them were founded on cyber libertarian principles. I think that they kind of want what just that conversation to foster on their platforms. But you have between the government and then non-governmental organizations and certain non-profit groups that are going and pressuring them to do certain things, that's why you're trying to see the ecosystem evolve the way that it has. And what I always tell conservatives is that this is why it is that much more important that we invest in this institution and actually do more to have conservative voices be heard online. So like the Alliance Defending Freedom, for example, is creating a scorecard for how good these companies are going and defending free speech on their own platforms. Having that balanced conversation, if you will, right? FIRE,
right,
which is another amazing nonprofit organization, is doing a similar project of its own. And I think conservatives are doing a better job of finding ways to do digital activism to go and show these companies what their values are and how they care about things. And I think that as we get better at doing that, we might be able to go and rejigger the scales back to a time where, as Michael Jordan would say, Republicans buy sneakers.
Exactly. Well, they've got to be apolitical, James, don't you think? I mean, because once you cross that line, whether you're the FBI, CIA, and you become political, then you go down a dark road, in my humble opinion. James Chernosky has been with us. Thank you, James. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.